Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Rocketman is back. Ryan Newman is back and ready to get back into a race car. Newman, who suffered a horrific injury in the Daytona 500 and has been sidelined ever since, announced on Fox Sports' iRacing Pro Series Invitational race at Talladega today that the 42-year-old plans to return to the Cup Series pending official medical clearance from NASCAR. If approved, he will be behind the wheel of the number 6 car for Roush Fenway Racing. Ross Chastain, who had been his replacement during the time when he was recovering, went on Twitter and said, and I quote, "I'm happy Ryan is returning to the number 6 when NASCAR resumes. He has a wonderful team around him, and it will be great to see him back competing. Thanks to Jack RFR, Roush Fenway Racing, and all their sponsors for letting me keep his seat warm while he was making the recovery." NASCAR also released a statement applauding Newman in his return to the Cup Series. They said, and I quote, "We share Ryan's enthusiasm in his return to the track. We look forward to Ryan returning to racing as soon as he is medical cleared to race." The latest for Ryan Newman, check out Zach Galipsy's article on FrontStretch.com. Number 2. Alex Bowman wins at Dega. Alex Bowman won the iRacing Pro Invitational Series at Talladega on Sunday after he edged out Corey LaJoie at the line to grab the victory in the Geico 70. LaJoie started from the pole position in his Pro Invitational Series debut and put himself in position to win. But the last gasp effort fell just short in a photo finish. LaJoie and Ty Dillon were battling on the inside of Turn 4 with Bowman holding on the outside. That is when LaJoie clipped Dillon's number 13, sending him spinning into the grass. While Dillon was turned into the grass, that contact stalled LaJoie just enough for Bowman's number 88 to hold on to the start-finish line. Now, after the race, in a teleconference with reporters, Bowman was asked about his real-life contract, which expires after this year with Hendrick Motorsports.
"Yeah, not really. I guess everything's kind of put on hold right now. Obviously, I want to be at HMS for a long time. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. So hopefully they're working on it for sure."
Next up for the iRacing Pro Invitational Series, that will be at the Monster Mile 1 week from today on May the 3rd. Number 3. Spin and win for Lando Norris. The NASCAR iRacing Pro Invitational Series wasn't the only sim racing league to be on display this weekend, as the IndyCar had their iRacing Challenge, and this time, it was a Circuit of the Americans. Formula One competitor Lando Norris, in his series debut, won the AutoNation IndyCar iRacing Challenge at the virtual Circuit of the Americans on Saturday, April 25th. In his series debut, he began the race on the pole, and he led several laps before a pit strategy affected the lineup. The Arrow McLaren SP driver made his first pit stop around lap 10, just before the first caution. However, he was behind IndyCar regulars Scott Dixon and Will Power. However, on lap 15, this is when things got a little bit dicey. He got loose, spun around on cold tires, and he had to regain his focus and continue on in the race. He took advantage of other people's misfortunes, and he did what he had to do in order to squeeze by the competition. When it was all said and done, Norris was out in front when the checkered flag was waving, and he captured his first IndyCar iRacing Challenge victory. His McLaren teammate Pato O'Ward finished in second, Felix Rosenquist finished third, while Scott McLaughlin, round two winner at Barber, finished in fourth. Santino Ferrucci rounded out the top five. Next up for the IndyCar iRacing Challenge, that will be the final one, in which it will be at virtual Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Saturday, May 2nd. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. Follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch and at TheBrianNolan, BryanNolen. You can even give us a rating and review for the Front Stretch podcast that comes out each and every week. Dustin Albino, Mike Neff, fantastic job as always, so give them a rating and review on Apple Podcasts today. From all of us here at FrontStretch.com, stay safe, stay healthy, stay home.